A tunnel with no cheese. Werner Erhard would tell this very funny story in the part of the S training designed to trigger us, get us going, get our attention. The story was a comparison of a human being to a lab rat. Yes, a lab rat. A lab rat, on the one hand, goes down the tunnels, and once he, they find a tunnel with cheese in it, they come down it repeatedly. But once they find no cheese in the tunnel, after one or two returns, they abandon it. The human being, story goes, on the other hand, goes down the tunnel with cheese and returns, remove the cheese, and unlike the rat, the human being will keep going down the same tunnel forever. Einstein made the same point. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, which has never worked, and hope this time things will be different. And I've seen me doing this with tools. Well, last time it didn't work, but maybe this time it will. I believe that most human beings will fail or refuse to recognize that it's a tunnel with no cheese. Well, the delivery was late today. It'll probably be here tomorrow. Yeah, it used to be a tunnel with cheese. I got it, but no longer. Get over it. Wake up and smell the coffee. Move on, another voice says. Well, I'm going to take my life in my hands and say that all of our modern democratic governments, pardon me, in my opinion, are one big tunnel with no cheese. Cumbersome, self-defeating, self-seeking, vengeful. I could go on and on. We now know how many of them serve, I hope you're sitting down, Satan. Yes, that's what I said. Or you could say serve evil. Please hear what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the structure of government or the operations. I'm talking about the character of the people. Many of the politicians in government today, many of them there by manipulation of the ballot, feature far too many of the greedy, and I won't name names, and far too few of the innocent, and the determined, and the sensible. And I will name their names, Candace Owen, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Scott Jennings, Jordan Peterson, and there are more. Remember the Peter Principle? Lawrence Peter tells us that we can be promoted to our level of incompetence, at which place we stop. Why? Because we're now incompetent. No one is promoting us any longer. I'd like to see all of them have influence in government without being placed in a rank or position in which they're incompetent. I'd like to see the president consult them more. They've proven their incisiveness and heart consciousness. Not put them into a civil service job, that would ruin them. Just consult them. We don't need hundreds of disputing and often greedy people gathered together in a Congress or Parliament. We see the outcome at the moment when one side holds the government hostage and blames the other side for what it itself is doing. They add more to the burden of government than I think they resolve. Empanel and employ commissions to look into the questions that select committees now look into. Surely we can see the mockery of justice the Select Committee on January 6 was. The people who staged the insurrection covered their tracks, and the media fell into line in their reporting of it. It's people, not process or structures, that are failing us. There's no reason why a Select Committee wouldn't work, except all of our present government is getting unnecessarily burdensome, complicated, etc., and is led by many people who've already been executed for treason and replaced by a stand-in, brackets. Nancy Pelosi's stand-in looks 20 years younger. We could afford to catch up with a wired world and get rid of the, in quotation marks, fat that governments create and fail to delete. A small conciliar government representing large regions is inevitable, I think. A government representing the whole of the world? Again, inevitable. Our star family will want to be, well, taken to your leaders. And they won't want to visit one capital after another, wondering who speaks for Earth. However, evildoers and simple gain seekers can neutralize any governmental structure or arrangement, so a new process is no guarantee of anything. Opening ourselves to the divine qualities is the answer, and soon the wave of love will demonstrate that to all of us. Answering that question, what is the answer? Forever. Footnote 4. What is the answer? Love is the answer. Knowing who we truly are is the answer. But we have to realize it. Regarding our political arrangements like the two-party system, there hasn't been much cheese down that tunnel, in my opinion as a former historian, since before the 19th century. What am I saying? No, never. Feudalism is still government, and government is still feudal. But we keep going down the same tunnel. Time to leave the tunnel with no cheese. I'd reach my level of incompetence if I burrowed down into any one subject. I need to be unfettered. Make me an administrator, and you've taken a racehorse and assigned it to turning a millstone. No cheese. Ascension is cheese all around, but we're not there yet. What we need to do until we are there is concentrate on character. Concentrate on allowing expression to the divine qualities which are already there in our heart. The divine qualities are tunnels with the best cheese you'll ever want. We need to focus on character.